Snow Buddy is a project that I started in our neighborhood. It was the result of the fact that Claire and I walk to work and walk home from work. We found that in the wintertime, often the sidewalks were not clear of snow and ice. And the current policy in Ann Arbor, like in a lot of cities, is that the homeowners are responsible for clearing the section of walkway that's in front of their house. So, you know, if you find a section that's not cleared, there's a phone number. You can call up the Community Standards Office of the police department and basically report your neighbors to the police, which is not a very comfortable feeling. But, you know, in the interest of pedestrian advocacy, sometimes that has to be done. And so when we started getting pocket-sized phones, I programmed into my phone the number of the Community Standards Office of the police department. And I began a pretty regular discipline of calling up the police when I came across a section that hadn't been maintained, you know, by the time it should have been. And then within about a day, they'd get an orange sticker on their door. And then within another several days, usually nothing else would happen. And I didn't find it satisfactory. And I came to think it was really kind of disrespectful toward people who were choosing not to drive cars as they moved about, that the sidewalk is really more than a collection of lawn extensions of each of these homeowners to be pridefully dusted by the retired people or people who are conscientious about this kind of thing, and to be completely ignored by the scofflaw landlords who are sipping Coco Locos in a hammock in Miami or whatever, or who are not maintained by homeowners who are just don't have the physical capability to do this or might not have the money to pay somebody else to do it, that kind of thing. Clearly, the system was not working. And as we persisted with this over years and years, there didn't seem to be much hope of it working. We are in the shoe business, and I think maybe more than most people, I was aware that as a pedestrian would head out in the winter, a pedestrian would have to choose the footwear that was appropriate to crossing the weakest link in this chain as they got to where they wanted to go, which meant you'd have to be prepared to cross a sidewalk that had not been shoveled at all and that might have ice on it. Or even if all the neighbors had cleared their section of walk, sure enough, within some number of hours or sometimes days, the city would come by with their big trucks and would clear the road. And, of course, it's not really snow removal. It's more snow pushing. They push it to the side. And at the corners, they would push a big furrow of snow right into the pathway of the pedestrians there at the corners, which soon enough would harden into a solid block of ice. And so in addition to whatever kind of grippy, you know, lug-soled boots you might put on to try to traverse your way to where you were trying to go, you should probably bring an ice axe and pitons if you really wanted to get somewhere, because you were going to encounter these mountains of ice at every corner. So I let it tumble around in my mind for years and years and years, as things do. I finally, you know, I saw these tractors up on the university that would maintain many miles of walkway every time it snowed. And you could go to the University of Michigan and find that all those walkways were pretty clear within a short period of time. And they had these little tractors that really would do the job. And I thought, well, that's the appropriate kind of equipment for clearing these walkways. Basically, we've been relying on people using shovels, you know, tools that have not really improved since the Middle Ages, to go out there and lift, you know, hundreds of pounds of snow individually. This is how much respect we were giving to the task of preparing the way for people in their pedestrian form. And, of course, it's not just able-bodied folks like me, but people who use wheelchairs, people who are in crutches, sometimes people who are older and have fragile bones. There are children who use the sidewalks, and just anybody who might want to take a walk around the block or up to the park, wants to walk their dog, that kind of thing. So I thought that it has to be maintained continuously with equipment that's appropriate to the task. And I started looking at these tractors, and they're about, you know, $40,000. And so I thought, how can we possibly fund this? We're going to have to, what, we do subscriptions? A commercial company would take subscriptions from individual homeowners. Then they'd, you know, do their stretch. But I wanted to do the whole thing. In particular, I wanted to have the route from my house to my shoe store cleared. One day, listening to public radio, which we do a lot, it occurred to me that maybe I could fund it kind of on the model of a public radio station. And that's what we do. We provide the service for free, and then we depend on people's free will donations if they want to keep the thing going, just like on public radio. So to float this idea, I formed a little board of directors. We formed a 501c3, and we sent a team of volunteers who took door tags and door tagged the entire 1,000 houses in our neighborhood. and asking for pledges of donations toward buying this tractor. And within 3 weeks, we had assembled pledges of over $18,000. And that gave our board of directors confidence enough to sign a contract for this tractor. And within weeks, when the snow was coming down, we had also assembled a team of volunteers. We trained to drive this tractor, which is kind of a big, powerful thing. You have to be kind of careful not to do too much damage with it or to get it damaged. Now, in our neighborhood of Water Hill, anytime it snows, one of our about 18 trained drivers signs up for shifts that are assigned by our dispatcher/forecaster volunteer. And we go out and we do all 12.5-13 miles of sidewalk in our neighborhood.
And so you've got a snow buddy in Ann Arbor, Michigan, in a certain area. Other people, have they emulated you?
People have talked about it, and I warn people this is not a simple project. My wife discouraged me from embarking on this project because she knew that our lives were already full, and she, you know, rightfully asked the question, who's going to drive that tractor? You know, she was concerned I would be out driving it, you know, for 8 hours at a stretch, clearing the walkways, and I had confidence people would volunteer, and it has proven to be the case that when people ask that question, who's going to drive the tractor, they ask it in two different tones of voices. One of them says, like she did, who's going to drive the tractor? But it turns out there's also a lot of people who ask, who's going to drive the tractor? And they get kind of wide-eyed and excited that they might drive the tractor. So we do have a lot of people pitch in. And in our neighborhood, you know, people love their iPhones and they love Snow Buddy. You know, those are probably the two highest rated brands in our neighborhood. And it empowers people who want to step out without burning petroleum to get to the downtown area, at least where generally the walks are better taken care of. So Snow Buddy has two parts to its mission. One is to keep those sidewalks clear in the Water Hill neighborhood of ice and snow. The other is to pursue having this same service available to our entire town. So we cannot really rest until we figure out how to bring this to the whole town. We had thought early on that our best strategy was to kind of badger our city council people until they imposed a small tax on homeowners that would fund the city to clear these walkways. It turns out it doesn't take much of a tax. If everybody paid an average of something like $60 a year, that's enough for a city to come out and keep the walkways clear, at least in our weather conditions. The city, you know, the politicians are extremely reluctant to take on a project like that. And it turns out that there are enough complaints about even the way the city maintains the roadways that we weren't sure that soon enough people would just be complaining about how the city was maintaining the sidewalks. So we also have a vision that possibly the city could contract with an organization like Snow Buddy, you know, kind of Snow Buddy writ large, so that Snow Buddy might be able to become big enough with a contract from the city to do all the sidewalks of the neighborhood.
So Snow Buddy is another seed that's grown into a tree, or I don't know if that's the right metaphor for this, by Paul Tinker Hess, our Song of the Soul guest.